We grow to the full stature of men in Christ, November 23. Attain to the full stature of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, Ephesians 4:13. As you make advances in the Christian life, you will be constantly growing up into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. In your experience, you will be proving what is the length and breadth, the depth and height of the love of God which passeth knowledge. You will feel your unworthiness. You will have no disposition to claim perfection of character, but only to exalt the perfection of your Redeemer. The more thorough and rich your experience in the knowledge of Jesus, the more humble will be your views of self. To love God supremely and your neighbor as yourself is true sanctification. Bible conversion will lead to constant abiding activity, which will be free from all selfishness, all self-exaltation, and all boastful claims of holiness. If you are truly converted to God and will exert a strong and telling influence on the side of truth, an intelligent knowledge of what it means to be a Christian will make you a blessing wherever you go. Whether you have one, two, or five talents, all will be devoted to the service of Him who has committed them to you in trust. God does not intend that your light shall so shine that your good words or works shall bring the praise of men to yourself, but that the author of all good shall be glorified and exalted. Jesus in His life gave to men a model of character. How little power did the world have over Him to mold Him according to its standard? All its influence was thrown off. You cannot stand still. You must either advance or retrograde. When there is spiritual health, there is growth. The child of God grows up to the full stature of a man or woman in Christ. There is no limit to his improvement.